Praise the Lord. It's good to see so many of you here tonight, practicing the act of listening. By the time this week is all done, you will not just be hearing God when you come here. This is just a time that we do it corporately. But it's something that you need to engage in 24/7 to be able to hear God. Whether you're in the grocery store, at school, at work, walking down the street, God will be able to cut through all the noise and speak to you. Sometimes it's not something flamboyant. Sometimes it might just be a scripture verse. It just speaks to you. It just drops it into your spirit. And then you just meditate on that. Dwell on it. Just think about it. Ask Him what you're trying to say to me about it. God likes having discussions. And He will have nice discussions with you. And as He is talking with you, your world begins to open up. It's not everything that God says to you right now that will happen right now. Sometimes He will tell you things today that will happen 5 years, 10 years from now. But the reason He tells you about that now is so that you know, oh, I'm heading in that direction. And you start working and say, God, prepare me for that manifestation. Or prepare them, whoever it is for that manifestation. Anyhow, in this week of silence, the Word of God says, the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the world keep silence before Him. The Word of God says, be still and know that I am God. So this is one of the most powerful things you could possibly be doing. I heard the Lord say something to me tonight about a particular scripture. And He said, this is one of the most important psalms. And I read it and I couldn't see it. Read it again. As I read it again, more things like exploding inside. I said, wow, this psalm is in here. It doesn't look like it's much, but God is saying it's one of the most important. I need to know this psalm. Might be just something that simple. But I thank God for every one of you. I celebrate the goodness of God in your lives. And at this time, we will honor God with our giving. And then we'll pray the prayer of closing. Come, honor God with your giving. Let's do that quickly. If I'm waiting for you, raise your hand so I know I'm waiting. If I don't see any hands raised, then let's all rise. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this very special moment. And now in you, when we cease to just yap, 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 but just stay in your presence, just to hear you speak back to us. We have prayed many prayers through the years, and we did not stop for a moment to hear what you will have to say about it. During this week, you will speak to us. You will show to us what we need to do. The word is, when we acknowledge you, you will direct our path. In our silence before you, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge, O God, that your words are more important than ours, that your thoughts are more important than ours, that your ways are more important than ours. This is our moment of humbling ourselves before you. And your word says, O God, that you will elevate, you will exalt the humble, while you bring the proud down. Father, we shed from our spirits, our souls, our bodies, any reliance on the flesh and the ways of the flesh. And with lifted hands of surrender, we cry out to you, God of mercy, do something for us. Do something with us. Surprise us, Father. For in you, O God, we find strength. Blessed be your holy name forever, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be blessed and be highly favored. And we'll see you tomorrow promptly. Remember, the doors are going to be shut by 6:45. So please don't come later than that. We really want you to be here by 6:30 so nobody's been disturbed when we kick into that time of quietness. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow.